The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Flame on.
It's about that time of day. Let all the warriors come out and play. You tuned in to PB Smile and Wayne Holloway. And me, my name's Santos, the Human Torch. And it's the hottest show around. It's called Blue the Whistle Sports. And today's the day. We talking sports and we came to play. Got no filter. We say what they all afraid to say. It's last time we checked, football was a man's sport. So we don't let nothing fly. You ain't got a passport. We lot of fans. We attached to y'all. We talk about everything in the catalog. From football to basketball. We never had a loss. My team's so official. Got stripes like the ref. That's why they call us Blow the Whistle. Big packet on go like a loaded pistol. If you got a problem with us, let us know the issue. We giving y'all the realest talk on live. Tap in with us. BTWSport.com.
Yes, yes, and welcome to Blow the Whistle Sports with comedian actor PB Smiley.
What up?
And me, Wayne Holloway. Hey, but you can call me Big Packet. Yeah, I'm the Big Packet. Yeah. Hey, it's nice to see y'all back again with us, and we're ready for this season, and we're ready to get down, give you all these hot picks and these hot topics that we got going on. And make sure you always like, subscribe, and share. Please do that. We go live from Morris Media. You can go to our private page, which is Blow the Whistle Sports on YouTube, too. Like and subscribe there, too. And we're live on Facebook. So check us out on all those platforms. We got more platforms coming, but let's get into this sports, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm beyond excited. Happy Labor Day to everybody that didn't work, don't got a job, ate too much food. I did. I had about six turkey legs.
Dang.
About five wings and about 16 burgers. You know, but that's, you know, I'm in the football spirit. That's how linemen eat, hey, to man. Go working out.
Are you ready for this first game?
Yeah, man. I'm ready, but I want to get into this news, man.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get into this news, man.
Hey.
You ain't ready for it. Oakland, I'm sorry. But I knew. I told you that. I said, it's a problem.
See.
They didn't sign him.
See.
The Big Mac. Can I see that? Can I see that Big Mac? Can I? Come on, Paul. Just show that Big Mac.
Hey.
Big. What you call it? The Cali Cat Pack?
No.
But it's the Big Mac.
Hey. That dude, he got his money.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got his money. What can I say?
6 for $141. Oakland fans, I apologize to y'all. I told this man several occasions, they weren't doing that no way. See that? Look at that. That's the Big Mac.
Hey.
From what I was told, they done sold 200 million Big Macs in 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
In Chicago. That's in Chi-Town, though.
Hey, Chicago happened.
Oh, it's a wrap.
I heard that they had got Mac to trade Mac for something else, mm-hmm. and then got him was like, no.
They thought about it.
We're keeping him.
This is Lawrence Taylor all over again. Well, he won't be, but that's the closest thing to him. 6 for $141. The division is now tougher. It's probably the toughest division probably that we've seen in a minute, other than, you know, the division your team
is
in.
Whoa. The toughest division is the NFC South, man. You better recognize. You got Carolina, Atlanta, and New Orleans in that division.
I don't give a damn. You got the Big Mac. You got Mac. Watch what Mac. Aaron Rodgers, sorry. Stafford, I'm sorry. Old Cousins, he coming for you.
Whoa.
The Mac.
Whoa.
The Mac and Cheese this week, Sunday, 5:30, NBC, Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to play too. Mac is playing, so Mac and Cheese. It's a wrap. It's a done deal. So I'm happy for him.
I'm happy anybody go get their money.
Yeah,
Gruden. Anybody. Gruden should have paid that, man.
What did he say? I thought that... he's a good guy. He's a great Raider. He's a great person. He never met him. He called him after the deal.
Wow.
He weak.
Wow. Wow, Gruden?
Yeah, man. But on a serious note, dealing with football, they're not doing nothing back.
So you keep coming for me because you know what I picked. You know what I picked. But see, check this out. I was going to change my pick, people, because I picked the Raiders to do damage this season. Damage in that division. But that's because I thought they were going to lose their wide receiver, too, that I was thinking about changing. But you know what?
Amari?
Yeah, Amari. I thought they were – because it was talks out there that he was going to get traded, too. But I'm staying with my pick, PB. I'm staying with my pick.
5-11.
I'm going to give the Raiders a chance the first week of the season.
They weren't going to win with him.
That's what I'm going to do.
They weren't going to win with Mac. He was just going to have a whole lot of Mac sacks. See how he blew the whistle on me?
Hey,
he said,
I had
enough.
To blow the whistle on you right there.
All right, you know what? Forget it. We'll move on to some more news.
Okay, let's go.
Since he don't like that.
All right.
Colin Kaepernick.
Back in the news.
Back in the news, man. He's in the Nike campaign. He's suing the NFL. And so Nike said, you know what?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Just do it. Hey. What do you think about that, man?
People are hot. And I'm not
and
about
they burning
to let this,
shoes, too. They burning Nikes.
Burning shoes and socks. I'm not about to let this mess my season up. I'm not about to get all engulfed in it. But what I will say is I have to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not going to be going through this every week right. about Colin Kaepernick. I wish he was playing. I wish him the best. I support his movement and what he was doing. I hate that it's been polluted, and it's not about what it was. It was about equality and the police not harming unarmed black people.
That's right.
That's what it was about in the beginning. And it's morphed to something else where people are saying he's disrespecting the flag. What I want to say is this is a grown man, and he's came out publicly and told everyone, I am not disrespecting the flag, and I am not disrespecting our troops. I'm only trying to bring awareness to a problem that needs to be taken care of. And you can't tell a grown man, no, that's not what you're doing. That's exactly what he's doing. Now, when the guy from Denver, the quarterback from Denver, took a knee and he said it was against the troops and it was against America, he can't support a flag that was supporting abortions, remember?
Right.
And he took a knee. Everybody applauded him. But he was Tim Tebow.
Tim, right, yeah.
But he was white. So that's the elephant still in the room.
Still in the room.
And I'm not about to address it. It's always going to be these racist people, and it's always going to be people that have something to say. But shout out to Colin Kaepernick. Good looking on his deal with Nike. And
I'm just saying, though.
I'm not about to dwell on it.
I'm
you
just
know
saying
what
you
mean?
Burn like some dude in Connecticut burned 12 pair of Nikes, man.
Hey, man, he could have sent them Nikes to me. Yeah. I hope he wore a size 14.
You feel me? Then he had his Nike shirt. He set that on fire. it was accidental because the trophy was still on. You see that?
No.
The trophy was still on. The point is, he should have took the shirt off, then set it on fire. He accidentally got his trophy lit up, too.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Other news. Running backs, Pittsburgh, where you at? Le'Veon Bell still has not reported to camp. They say they think he's going to hold out. But here's the funny thing. $14.5 million is waiting on him. Can you imagine somebody call you and say, yo, man, I ain't seen you in a minute, but check this out. When you come to work, I got $14 million for you. Holler at me.
Woo.
And you be like, man, I got to think about it. So it's safe to say something's probably wrong with Le'Veon Bell mentally.
Mentally?
Yeah, yeah.
Mentally, he wants to get paid.
$14.5 waiting on him.
All right. Would you take $14.5 or $95?
He ain't about to get 95.
Bell? One of the killer bees?
No, I'm talking about 14.5 a year. That's what he's going. Okay, let's say he's trying to negotiate. The most he can't get more than the receiver. He can't get more than him. He getting 19.
He's going to get a nice contract though. He's going to get over $45 million guaranteed.
Well, we're talking about that this call. Let's see who it is.
Oh, caller, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Big AL. That's Al out of North Carolina, my best friend, man.
Oh, you from Carolina?
No, he from the mill.
I'm from Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
He's in Carolina now.
But yeah, I wanted to ask y'all a question about, do you think Aaron Rodgers could have got a little bit more money than what he got with his new deal?
Wait a minute, he's the highest paid quarterback.
Or is he the highest paid player?
But I think he could have got a little bit more than that.
Okay, why you say that, Al?
Because I think the rookie got, who is it, Sam Darnold?
Okay, yeah.
He got paid 130 some million too.
Right.
Right, right.
So Aaron Rodgers should at least get like 200.
Now, I'm not trying to be funny. I thought he was going to get that. I did. I thought he was going to get 200 for like seven. I swear, I thought that.
You know, there's more people to the team that need to be added, right?
They don't care.
You mean they don't care? It's cool for Rodgers to get what he got. He's the highest paid quarterback right now,
but,
man.
But I think
to ask for him to get more, that's just plain greed.
But I think the standpoint, he think he the best quarterback in the league.
Yes.
He is the best quarterback in the league.
I don't think a rookie should even be
close
in
to that.
His pay range.
Okay.
All right.
He's talking about if you win it.
Yeah, but you know, ever since the Jamarcus Russell incident, all the money's been thrown off a little bit in the NFL when it comes to paying quarterbacks. They're not I don't even know how Darnold got that money right now, but. He must have an excellent
agent.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not too sure they win that first week on the road to Detroit.
They're not going to win that first week. Detroit?
It's in Detroit.
That's later on in the show. I'm telling you about the fantasy football picks. But, Detroit might have a rough season ahead of them. But Matthew Stafford is going to put up some numbers, baby. Some numbers.
With Tate? That's all he got?
I know. Hey. Megatron gone, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Tate is the million-dollar man right now.
By himself, they're going to double-team him, that's it.
No, sir. He was there last season, and they still stood up.
They're going to do him like they did Moss.
Whoa.
Triple-team.
And he's 6 foot. He ain't 6'4 like Moss.
We're going to see. They're going to do little shuttle passes with that King, with that running back they got out there. Watch. They're going to get him off of there, and Tate's still going to get his catches, sir.
The only people who can make that work is the Belichick and the Brady connection.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. But we can show you better than we can tell you, man. Watch this. Hey. Watch this. I'm this season.
Detroit? No, basically, you said Detroit going to do.
Detroit going to destroy the Jets.
Oh, right.
We're talking about week to week right now, sir. Week to week. You know, I already picked my pick over there. I just said Detroit. Matthew Stafford's going to put up some heck of a numbers over there. Watch.
He has all the potential in the world to put up the numbers, but I just don't. He can't pull up.
He's the most underrated quarterback in the league, sir.
Now, if he has some weapons, then yeah. But he doesn't. He just got Tate, man.
So you guys are taking away the people.
Now they did get Blunt. They did get Blunt, but that's a he. You know, he's an older back, big back. He can catch the ball coming out the backfield, but.
Okay. All right.
You got anything else, Al?
Make sure you call in next week after this game.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford is going to put up at least 4 touchdowns.
I want y'all opinion on how y'all think the Mayfield kid is going to do this year.
He going to look just like the remember me and you talked about this dude 3 or 4 years ago? He going to look just like that cat right there that they picked up 4 years ago, Mr. Johnny Manziel. He gonna look just like that.
Okay.
Right. I don't know.
Come on now, Packer.
Hey, I'm not gonna down somebody before I even
I'm
check
downing
him out.
Him.
I'm gonna wait and see. I'm not gonna put the curse on him already. Let's see this first week because the Browns this season.
Yeah.
They gonna stand up. They gonna get at least 7 games this season. I give them 7 games.
But, all right, AI. Let's do it next week, man. I appreciate it. Love you, man.
Make sure you call in because I want to point this out, this Lions game that we talked about already.
Most def, man. Y'all brothers keep doing y'all thing, man. I love the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Let's get back into this news, baby. Thank you for calling, sir.
We're still on Le'Veon Bell. We got to finish up. You're saying he got to get the highest contract. He got to be the number one running back paid.
He deserves it. I believe he deserves it. And for them to be dragging their feet on it, and he's proven. What the quarterback we just talked about that's matching with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Is he proven?
That's true. That's true.
Exactly. But, you know, I don't even want to talk about the elephant in the room again, but they need to give him his money.
I see the standpoint you're coming from, but they're looking at like, you never stay healthy. That's how, I'm just saying. They're going to say, you never stay healthy.
Wow. So he show up to the job, and he's the best man at the work. And you want to nitpick? Yeah, I want to get paid then. If that's the way they're looking at it, then you really want to get paid because that's what they turn the NFL into is I'm here today, gone tomorrow. Pay me my money. That's what it is. And that's where we're going.
And one more thing, by the way, if you don't know, that Mac man. Oh, you know what? I know he's gonna do well in Chicago. What other Mac man did well in Chicago that's from Chicago?
Oh my goodness.
Bernie Mac, I ain't scared of you.
There we go.
Bernie Mac and the Mac man, yeah, I ain't scared of you. Okay. He gets 90 guaranteed.
Yeah, but
so he got a lot of new friends.
Chicago's gonna be Chicago. Chicago has good defense.
Okay, you heard it first. What is it, September 4th right now? 2018?
Okay.
Within three seasons, Super Bowl.
Wait.
Okay. I didn't say gonna win it.
Oh, but they're going to the
within three seasons, yeah.
All right, people. You heard people talk about three. That. All right, we're moving right along in the news.
What's the last news thing that we wanted to talk about, or you wanted to go into your fantasy?
Oh, let's go into fantasy then.
All right.
Fantasy football people, I'm not gonna put too much on it just because it's the first week we haven't seen anybody play.
Okay.
But Bell can still show up to the first game. Somebody might talk in his ear. He might go grab his $14.5 million. That's a long shot.
Right.
But if you in a league, I know people didn't really pick him up. Go grab James Conner from Pittsburgh, the running back. He's going to be starting. Mm-hmm. You want to put him in your starting lineup because Pittsburgh is going to run that ball against Cleveland. Trust me. Go grab him. Now, I'm sorry. I'm not the coach. I can't tell you if Bell's going to show up or not. But, hey, it is what it is. 49ers, you lost your running back. So go grab Alfred Morris, put him in your starting lineup. 49ers is going to eat up yards, and Garoppolo is going to get his yards. Look for Garoppolo to have a big season this season. Go grab him because a lot of people didn't grab him. I was grabbing him. For defense this week, we're going to go week to week for defenses. Go grab the Saints defense this week and the Lions defense. The Jets are not going to run up on the Lions. I will say the Saints, Lions, and even Green Bay's defense against the Bears. The Bears are going to do a little. They might get two field goals, three field goals, but Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers is going to show that arm this week, and he's going to show out. So yes, definitely put Aaron Rodgers in your lineup. But for fantasy, we're going to go week to week. Those are my safe bets right now.
What about receiver?
Receiver?
Yeah.
Receivers, you got to go with your number ones right now. You know, okay. Everybody's in their drafts, and whoever had those late drafts, more power to you. I got five more drafts to do before the season starts, and yeah, I'm go with your gut, the quarterbacks that you know throw the ball a lot, like your Brady's, your Rodgers, your Breezes. I can't give too much out there because I got people that's in my leagues watching the show, and I'm in it to win it. Now, if you want some private help, you can call in at 323-293-3375. I will show you the way, and I will give you the inside tips to what's going on. And like always, you know, I got to give a shout-out to the Cali Cat Pack and the Roaring Riot. What's up, peoples? We're going to be showing up to some of y'all events this season. We're going to do some live blogs from wherever we're at.
Oh, yeah. I plan on cooking. I cook a lot. He ain't going to come over because, you know, we're in like two or three football pools.
He said I ain't going to come over. I'm going to come over.
No, listen, yo. He ain't going to come over. we both are in like two or three football pools.
Yes.
And accumulate about 4 to 5 racks. So if y'all know what racks is, that's thousands. And when the money's on the line, I'm focused on winning. He has a team, as you can see his hat. That's his team. I don't want him over my house.
Carolina.
And they losing. I want it to be festive.
Wait a minute. We not going to lose. What are you saying?
You ain't going to lose no games, man.
No, we might give up a couple games.
Okay, now what
first game of the season. Lavelle, where you at?
Lavelle, where you at?
We taking down the star teams. Y'all only got one star anyway. That's not a good grade.
Well, I want to discuss something that I find it's weak about the NFL.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Go for it.
They want players to be honest. They want players to have some sort of personality and have fans react and
be marketable.
Yeah. Jalen Ramsey snapped.
Uh-oh.
I love it. Oh, this ain't how you're supposed to do it. He's not like Deion Sanders. Deion just pumped himself up and went out and played. He's bringing other players down. But most of the stuff that Ramsey said, is cool. So I'm saying y'all NFL execs, not exec, most of the commentators, for getting on them, y'all weak, man. Ramsey is saying Gronk is not going to do this. Gronk's not that. He's not this. Majority of the things that he said, I agree with most of the time.
Okay.
Tom Brady and that system.
Wow, you agree with Ramsey?
Yes. Tom Brady and that system makes Gronk look like that.
Okay.
Randy Moss was the only player to prove that my talent is better than your system. Because he did that before he got there. And when he got there, he took New England's passing and points up to the next level. To this day, is responsible for Randy Moss. The style of play that they do, that was because of Randy Moss.
Okay.
Jalen Ramsey, yeah, I can't wait to week two. But I like week one, him matching up with the New York Giants wide receiver, Mr. Beckham. He got his money. I think Beckham is going to show out, but I think the Jags going to win.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Beckham will show out. He gave him his props. He said Beckham is clearly the best receiver, him and Antonio Brown. He gave him his props. So, he'll get a little, he'll get a touchdown on him. So, remember this, you NFL commentators, stop looking for somebody to be as honest as they are, marketable. And then, he can't just, I like what he said. He said Josh Rosen, he weak.
Mm-hmm.
He said, who else he said was weak? He said Eli Manning, you weak. Who else he said was
weak? Wait a minute, he said Eli Manning weak, but he gave Odell props. The only way Odell can look popular is because of Eli.
No, stop that, stop that. Eli is weak.
Wait a minute, wait.
All them catches in the Super Bowl, I blow it back on your ass.
Hey, man, Odell looks the way he looks. Who's been throwing Odell the ball since he came in the league? Can you answer that question for me?
That happens.
I'm answering it.
That happens to be Eli.
Oh, wait a minute. So, and Odell is special, right?
That happens to be on the Giants.
Okay. Odell is special, right?
Yeah.
Who made Odell special?
Odell.
Oh.
He came out of LSU doing that.
So what you're saying is Odell stood in the backfield and threw the ball in the air.
He had to catch
it. And he went and caught the ball himself.
And I'm not trying to be funny. That might have happened on several occasions. Because that dude, he making Eli look like, you know what, I might got three or four left in me. When Odell was not there after week four, I believe,
mm-hmm.
What happened? What they look like? Thank you. Odell, I don't even like Odell. I just respect him.
Wait a minute. You're pointing that out. When Odell went down, they had lost all their wide receivers. They didn't have any wide receivers. They had all backups.
But
he's
supposed to Eli straight, though. Do your thing, Eli.
He was playing with backups.
Eli. Do your damn thing, Eli.
Okay. All right. When we go to our picks, we're going to make that one of the picks.
Okay, one more thing this week. He was right. Who else he said is weak? Rossenberger, he been slinging it before Antonio Brown. So I ain't going to do
it. Big Ben is proven.
Yeah, he proven. So that's the only one I go, you went over the board. But other than that, I like it. And you NFL commentators, y'all wake.
Hey, let them know. We say what they afraid to say.
That's right.
Exactly.
Because they wake.
We get it down. Now, moving on to a more pleasant moment.
Oh,
the Carolina moment. Holla at me, Cali Cat Pack and Roaring Riot. Get that Carolina going. We are now embarking on a new season. And more people on the street have talked stuff to me because everybody see me. You know, they know I rep Carolina 100%. Now, we have North Turner. And people have tried to tell me the bad about North Turner. PB always been in my ear. What has North Turner done since then? We are through with that old guy that we have. We have the new guy, and we're about to move on, people. Carolina, Green Bay, NFC Championship. I say it once again. There you have it.
Wow. I should have blew the whistle as soon as you started talking throughout the time you ended.
And McCaffrey's going to have a wonderful season, people.
Hey, I want y'all to know.
McCaffrey gets his 1,000-yard season this season.
I want y'all to know something. We talk every day. And he's a blasphemer. Because when you're a football connoisseur like myself, he's just a Carolina connoisseur. He ain't going to admit nothing.
What?
Oh, look, his right tackle and left tackle, they're starters. They're going to be missing in week one. Are we straight? You're supposed to be like, you know what? That might be a problem. Hopefully we'll plug that in. You ain't supposed to say y'all straight.
Wait a minute. We wouldn't be straight if we had a Tom Brady pocket passer. We have a mobile passer
going against,
that can get out the pocket and he can run.
And you're going against a very great Dallas front four.
Ain't nobody worried about no Dallas.
I hate to do it. Upset.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Okay. You know, you say what you want to say. Oh, people, before I forget, you only have a few days to jump in, beat the host, where you go against me and PB, because we're going to take down a few people. Officepool.com. Type it in. You can hit us up and get the password to get in, because we're not letting everybody in. Only people that watch the show, not people that just want to jump in and try to grab some of the gifts, because we are going to give away some stuff. 323-293-3375. You can call in and try to beat the host. Right. Officepool.com, and I will give you our password and our raffle number so you can jump into it.
All right. Well, let's do it. Let's go down to these. We're going to go through our picks for the major four or five games of this week.
We'll do five games. Right, let's do five games.
Let's do it.
You know we got to start off with Thursday night game. Falcons-Eagles.
It's a done deal.
What's a done deal?
MVP. MVP of the Super Bowl. He at home. They doubting him. They've been doubting him since he was 12.
Do I have to blow this whistle?
Don't blow that
you?
Whistle.
I'm
giving facts. You giving your opinion. Fact is,
my opinion?
Yep. Fact is, he's a Super Bowl reigning champion. They're at home. He's been doubted, and he's come through when he's been doubted.
Wait a minute.
Eagles 28.
Who's the starting quarterback?
That's just what I'm talking about. Nick Foles. Eagles 28, Atlanta 17. Now get with it. Or hold on, let me give you a better score than that, because it's 53 is the number. 28.
I'm not even going to go as far as to say any score, because the score, these are two prolific offenses. So I'm not going to go as far as that.
Well, who you going with?
I'm going with Atlanta. ATL.
Oh, yeah. I forgot this. Yeah.
They in the toughest division. Yeah, I'm going with the ATL.
This is a sweater that he said he wants to get familiar with. This sweater can't fit me. So if it can't fit me, you know how it's going to look on him.
Oh.
This is the bet. If I win, he wears this, but he got to wear it like he love it. So this is a size, a 12 slim. So we'll see.
So that's what we're doing. We're doing that this season. So whoever picks the wrong pick, they had to come on the show wearing that.
Yeah.
Through a segment.
So for the whole segment and sweat it out.
Oh.
Sweat it out.
Oh, okay.
So, y'all know the pick? He said Atlanta. I got the Eagles. Let's do it.
All right. Let's move right along. Let's jump into, I got a juicy one. Texans at the Patriots.
No, that's an easy one.
That's an easy one?
Yeah. Tom Brady hung up on his weekly interview that he does. He mad. Tom Brady, the New England, that's a wrap.
Edelman's suspended.
I don't care. Is Belichick suspended with that hoodie? Nope. They said Belichick might not show up. He might even show up, but that hoodie on that sideline, that's the mind control to make them cats play that well. It's that damn hoodie.
You know the Texans defense.
I don't care. It's going to be a while for them to get it together.
You know Mr. Watson's back.
Man, Watson, I like you, Watson.
I'm only saying because, you know, I like to mess with him a little bit. I'm going with the Patriots, too.
See?
They're at home. But that's going to be an iffy game right there. You know, neither one of my teams, but I'm going to go with the Patriots. I'm going to be safe and pick with him. Let's go to another mid-game. Oh, well, he was talking stuff. We got to go to Carolina. Cowboys at Carolina.
It's a tough one. I'm going to have to go.
Y'all know what I'm going with, so we waiting to hear.
I got
to
go with the upset. He will blow the whistle on me, y'all. Look how he doing.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go that far. All right, that's what's that? That's three?
Yeah.
Now we got to go to our Monday night games. We're going to make both of those. Those are going to Jets at the Lions. Lions blowout. I'm going with that.
I think they handle them. I think Donald looked good, and then he has that one slip up like, there it is. He's a rookie.
Yeah, he's gonna make rookie mistakes, and they gave him all his money, and I'm not even gonna go back.
No, they're gonna be good this season.
Who
the Jets? Oh yeah, yeah. They possible playoff team. Look for them, but they're not winning this week.
Exactly. Now, Rams at the black hole.
Wow, I don't think the Raiders gonna be able to come up.
Raiders.
He's playing. He's just trying to make it a good show.
Raiders. I'm not trying to make it a good show. I'm not even a Raider fan.
Ain't no way he believe that.
Marshawn Lynch It's going to eat up yards in this game, and
he, right. After they down 30, they'll put him in. So wow. he can do the stanky leg, what else he was doing.
Wow.
What was his dance he was doing, Portis? What's the dance he do?
The hyphy. He gonna you know be the, told he, you before.
He going to do the hyphy and be looking for his wifey. He'll have about 30 yards or 20 carries. And they'll say, well, he doesn't look like the old Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch is going to have over 100 yards. He's going to get at least 100 yards.
Arnold. What the hell? I've been watching too much Roseanne Barr. my man got his money. So look for him to just plug the hole, number 99. And we're in the 99th season of the NFL. So you got to go with that. You got to look at the symbolism of the nines and the nines. And they win by 19.
Just going to keep this literal in my mouth.
I'm predicting the score.
This man be talking some stuff.
I'm predicting the score. 35-20. No. 35-17.
Aren't you excited for the season?
Oh, man, I can't wait. First game come on Thursday. I'm at the crib. I put the kids in the closet for about an hour or two.
I don't think you're supposed to put them there.
No, they don't mind, man.
Oh, okay.
Give them a phone and some graham crackers. Keep them in the closet. They don't care.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or I might come over then.
Yeah.
I got to beat your son in some Madden anyway.
Oh, yeah, he talk. Oh, you got to see how he talk, too. When is Packet coming back over?
Oh, man, they beat me up in some Mortal Kombat. They scan us and that stuff. But, we will
this
see
is
y'all.
It, y'all. This is probably going to be the best season that I'm going to have. I can't speak for him. I'm in all these pools, and I'm going to when y'all this.
We are in all these.
No,
pools.
No, man, I ain't got nothing to do with him no more because he disrespected me by saying, "What did you disrespect me about?" See,
Raiders. Nah,
it was something else.
It was something else. I just
yeah, man. Oh, the Philly. That's the champs, man. Brotherly love.
I mean, you can jump on the champs back all you want.
Just for that game.
I'm telling you, Dallas taking that division this season.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas will run that division.
And they're going to run over y'all on Sunday at 1:25 Pacific time. You should come over. I make some, or I could just buy a buffet. That way, when they lose, at least you got a whole lot of food to look at.
I'm come over too, man.
No. We're going to do it live. If you come over, we do it live.
We're going to go live from PB House.
No.
In front of the TV.
You mean
and,
that?
And you go, yeah.
I'm coming. When they start losing, I'm going to go in the closet and be laughing like, where PB at? Come out, you know, wipe my tears.
Look, you can say what you want to say.
I'm like, what happened? Are they, how much are they down? 30?
Where
Cam at? Oh, he out the game?
He's talking out his ear, people. He's talking out his ear. And I have to blow the whistle on that. Thank you for coming back for this new season. And we ready to dominate. Blow the Whistle Sports. We're going to come with all the hot stuff, all the hot topics for you. We got this, people. See y'all next Tuesday. Same time, same Blow the Whistle channel.
With this sweater on. He going to have this.
No, he going to have that sweater on. Hey, you know, I got mine right.
It's got to be up. Come out to play. Flame on. Flame on.
It's about that time of day. Let all the warriors come out and play. You tuned in to PB Smile and Wayne Holloway. And me, my name's Santos, the Human Torch. And it's the hottest show around. It's called Blow the Whistle Sports. And today's the day. We talking sports and we came to play. Got no filter. We say what they all afraid to say. It's last time we checked, football was a man's sport. So we don't let nothing fly. You ain't got a passport. We attached to y'all. We talk about everything in the catalog.